2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Oh. Hello?
Are we on?
Are we interrupting you? What the hell are you doing?
I'm shaving.
You've been shaving all morning. How much hair you got?
Well, I know, but you know, I gotta stop down. Are we on?
Yes, we're on.
Yes.
We're
I love the faces people make when they're shaving.
Oh yeah.
Can you use that on your balls?
Can I what?
Oh,
can
God.
You use that on your balls?
Hold on. His face?
You don't want to nick your coin purse. Be careful.
No.
No.
Depends how hot Nick is.
We have your interview after the show today with someone, and we're not going to play it back till Friday. Can't tell you who it is yet.
Okay,
hey, someone actually guessed it on the text messages.
Oh, really?
I'm very upset about that.
Why?
Because we sent out an invitation that we had an interview today after the show.
Yes.
And it was a name of someone who is sort of famous, but not the person we're interviewing. I won't give anything away.
Right.
So I didn't know, I didn't recognize that name, so I Googled it. And he's like an old fighter, like a boxer, MMA wrestler from years ago. I'm like, why would we interview that person?
Well, because we had to change the name on because it's supposed to be top secret. We're interviewing this person. Nate,
right.
You know
no, I get that.
Nate,
yeah, I had to get that.
Yeah, it was it's the code name that's being used for this particular person in any sort of correspondence. Oh. So we just put it as a calendar invite so it was held on everybody's calendar.
That sounds like top secret operation.
So I know, but I went on Google. I went on Spotify. Right. I'm like, is this a new artist? What the hell? We interviewed this
Brody looks like he's in the broadcast booth of the Met game.
He does.
That's right. Well, yeah, today's the first Mets game. They're playing the Marlins. I'm very excited.
Oh,
well,
you should win.
That's right.
All right, so anyway, yeah, they give this particular superstar a code name, and so that's what you got. So we're not interviewing the code name person, we're interviewing the other person.
In the future, save me some time, maybe put a note saying this is not the person's name that we're interviewing.
No, it's more fun for you to guess.
Damn it. It's like an hour.
I have a code name for Elvis in my phone. I don't know if anybody else does.
Why do you have a code name for me?
Is it Big Daddy?
No, it's Ducky.
Ducky.
Why are you calling me Ducky?
In case someone steals his phone. They don't want, you know.
Yeah, I don't. If someone gets my phone, I don't want anyone knowing that you're Ducky.
Well, you just gave it away.
Now, well, I'm going to switch it after we're done with this. But
don't you have a code on your phone? No one's going to open that and find Ducky in there.
You never know. Okay. I'm playing it safe. But I guess everybody else just has you in the phone as Elvis.
No,
so
he was E in my phone for a long time. Just E.
Wow. Gandhi, do you have any wrong names or different names, alternative names in your phone?
No, actually, I don't. I mean, I have like nicknames for friends and stuff, but and like my boyfriend, I call him by his initials, so it's just BZ. But aside from that, no. If my phone gets stolen, you're all screwed.
Yeah, you have any?
No, other than asshole for a certain person. Everything else is
I hope there's
normal.
No one in this room.
No,
is there anyone?
Not.
Just call them froggy.
So for
I have a couple of celebrities in my phone, and I give them different names. And then when I want to text them, I can't find them because I forget what I call them.
Right.
So for Danielle's, I have Sheldon's wife.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, because I don't want Daniel Monero in my phone.
It's, because everyone's going to be calling.
They will.
You never know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I keep forgetting we're doing a 15-minute morning show podcast.
Yes. So we're on right
here's
now.
Here's Froggy, who went to the beach and drove his wife's Jeep on the beach this weekend. That was a lot of fun, right?
It was a lot of fun. And I didn't realize that early in the season, because we're early in the beach-going season, with it being just the beginning of March, the sand is really fluffy. Later in the season, the sand gets packed out, and you can drive most any car on the sand. But yesterday, people for some reason thought they were going to... I swear to God, there were minivans that were stuck in the sand. And they were having
oh, my God.
They were calling the tow company to pull them out. And I'm like, yeah. Like, what gave you the good idea that the minivan was going to make it through sand that was like at least a foot and a half deep? I mean, you had to have a 4x4 to get on the beach.
Oh, damn.
Looks like you guys had a fun time, though. God,
we really did
beach.
Have a good time yesterday. It was gorgeous.
And it was cold as crap up here. It's like,
but just use summer.
Danielle is here, and there's Gandhi, and there's Garrett. There's Straight Nate and his hair.
Yeah.
They took up. You need your hair needs its own Zoom camera. And there's Scary, and there's Scotty B in Master Control. Dave Brody at the Mets game.
Yep.
And there you have it. Is it show and tell day?
Yes. Yay.
I believe so.
Sure.
All right. Who wants to run show and tell? I'm done.
I was unprepared, but I still have something that I happen to be able to show.
I tell you what. Why don't you share your show and tell, and then once you host the day, go.
So?
Scary.
All right. So here we are. And does anybody know the significance? It just so happens I'm wearing this shirt. Anybody know the significance of this shirt right here?
No,
I do not.
Can't really see it that well. It's just
all right,
a star.
Well, it's a star. It's
of stars, Hamilton?
No. No, good call. I happened to be wearing this shirt. This was the shirt I was wearing the day that our friend Greg T crapped on the floor. And I was right behind him wearing this shirt.
Why didn't you
burn it?
Right, why would you keep that?
Because this is the softest, most comfortable shirt I've ever had in my... It was one of my favorites. So I had it thoroughly...
It's so comfortable, it made Greg T nice and relaxed as well.
Yep. I had it thoroughly washed and dry cleaned.
But it must have been later in the year because it's very big on you.
It was later in the year. Yeah, this is
it's a fourth quarter scary shirt.
You
have your t-shirts dry cleaned? I find that fascinating.
This one I did. I had it washed and dry and clean. I had it like cleaned through.
He had a really
clean.
Bougie. The poopicles.
Poopicles, right.
Because there was some splatter there.
Because don't you keep like paperwork in your dryer or something like that? You have a washer dryer, which you never use?
No, I do. Oh, all my papers and all my piles of crap go in my dryer and my washer.
His filing cabinet.
Yeah, it's my filing cabinet.
Okay,
yeah,
so that's your show and tell for the day?
That's my show and tell. Yes.
Okay. It should be a show and smell.
I'd like to pass the baton to Froggy. Froggy, what's your show and tell?
Okay, so we had a really large argument in my home this morning. So one of my dogs, when he gets excited, he piddles. It's not like full on pee, but he piddles a little bit. So, there was a towel that was laying on the couch, and my son grabbed it to wipe pee up. This is the towel that he used.
Wait a minute. You're holding a towel that was just used for pee?
Yes. It's just dog pee. I don't care.
Oh, we got poop and pee.
Okay. Here's the problem.
Oh, God.
If you notice, it says it's from the fucking Super Bowl.
Oops.
I got this at the Super Bowl. I don't want to wash this. It feels very cheap and like it's probably going to fall apart if I put it in the washer and dryer.
So you're going to keep it like that with pee in it?
No, put it on delicate mode.
It smells terrible. But like, why would you use this to wipe pee with? Like, wouldn't you go get a paper towel?
He didn't think.
No.
Well, no shit.
He's a teenage boy. He doesn't think. You know.
No, I just want people to have a brain. Just that's it. Don't grab the Super Bowl towel to wipe dog pee. Thank you.
All right, who are you throwing it to?
I'm going to throw it to Gandhi.
Oh, okay. So a while ago, I don't even know if I talked about it on the show, but I had a bunch of t-shirts and I wanted to make a t-shirt quilt out of them. I finally got my t-shirt quilt back and it's the coolest thing ever.
Oh, that's so cool.
I love it so much. It has everything on here from like my high school soccer jersey, shout out to the Flanagan Falcons, to all of my jobs, my bungee jumping, but wait, where is it? You guys are on here too because, hello lady.
Oh, wow.
Look at that.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. It's got it all. I'm so excited. It's like one of those gifts that when I got it, I just kind of cried a little bit. I got really teary because my mom's friend ended up making for me and she didn't even charge me anything and it's perfect and I love it. I love this thing. It's awesome.
Are there companies out there you can send your shirts to and they'll make a quilt out of it?
There are companies, but I didn't trust them because like these t-shirts, this stuff means so much to me that I didn't want to just send it off and on the chance that someone said, oops, I lost some of them or I damaged it. Nope. So it went to my mom's friend and I love this thing so much.
I would
love
that because it's great memories, you know?
Yeah. And then I got rid of a bunch of t-shirts that were taking up space. So now I just have this blanket. Yeah.
Right.
Oh, okay. I'm going to toss to Danielle.
Okay. I don't know why I have, there's two of them. I don't know why I have these in the house, but hold on. This is one.
Is that like Pebbles or Bam Bam?
It's a wig of some sort. See?
That's Pebbles.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pebbles. And then this is the other one.
Jimmy Neutron
like
right there.
Plastic.
I think we must have used them for like Halloween costumes one year, and my husband does not throw it away. So we still have them in the house.
As crazy and out of your minds as you and your husband and your family are, I bet you have the best stuff in your house.
Yeah, we have crazy ass shit in my house.
And Sheldon should each wear one the next time you guys have sex. He's just put one of your crazy little wigs on.
Yeah.
I want Sheldon to wear the pink one.
Gonna get right on that.
Very good. All right, who are you throwing it to, Daniel? Keep moving.
Oh, I am going to throw it to Scotty B.
Well, I have something that's going to anger Gandhi.
Uh-oh.
I got these peeps because I love Halloween. I love Easter candy. And look at the flavor.
Party cakes.
So stupid. It's not even a flavor.
Not even birthday cake.
It's party cake. So it's gonna be for any occasion.
That's what I'm telling you. It doesn't make sense. I need to talk to whoever came up with this, but I don't know who that is.
But if I was about to eat a party cake flavored peep, I would pretty much already know what it's going to taste like. So obviously, it's making an impact, this birthday cake, party cake flavor.
Now, if I were the confetti flavor, I'd be so pissed because it just got rolled.
Oh, yeah. Do you like your Peeps fresh or stale? See, fresh. I have to open the package and have them sit a couple of days, then I love them stale.
How can you tell?
Oh, you can tell. Peeps are amazing. You be quiet.
I thought I knew what I roasted Peeps this weekend by a fire. I've never done that before.
Oh, that's cool.
Roast them.
Still in the box.
Oh.
Hey, do I have to tell everyone that it's their turn to move it to someone else?
Sorry,
I'm going to host this myself.
Sorry, Nate, what do you got?
Okay. So we had one of those. This is a couple of months ago, and we had one of those mornings where nothing was working. I think that was the day we had to go to, like, backup audio on the show or something. I mean, it was just one of those days that nothing here was working technically. So Jeff, the engineer, after we finally got everything fixed 2 hours into the show, he says, hey, I just want to give you something that will always work. And he gave me the fuck it button.
Fuck it.
So when you press it, I mean, the audio's terrible, but you hear.
Fuck it.
He goes, wow. I want to give you something that will always work. So, you know, granted, we can't play it on the air, but yes, I do have something that will always technically work here.
The fuck it kind of sounds like you. It sounds like you in the button.
A little bit.
Oh. Oh.
No, let's not do that.
Let's not do that. No.
Oh, don't do that.
We're not on the air.
Scary.
Scary was about to knock everyone over.
It's illegal for us to play that on the air.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's
okay in podcast.
Is it?
Yeah.
You're 100% sure?
You're sure?
Yes.
What did it say on that test we took?
We said shit and fuck here.
That's true. Okay,
yeah, that's
right.
True.
Okay, Nate, why don't you tell whoever's next to do their thing?
Well, how about you, Elvis?
Okay. So I have two things for the show and tell room. One is going to piss you off, Nate.
Okay.
It's called The 99 Glimpses of Princess Margaret.
Oh, damn it!
Oh, you got the book fine. Yeah.
Yes, because Nate and I are huge royal fans, but especially Princess Margaret, because she lived the fucking life, man.
Yeah.
I so can't wait. Oh, there's pictures.
You said she was like the party girl, right, of the family?
Oh, yeah.
Does it have pictures of her, like, 12-year-old boyfriend or 20-year-old boyfriend or whatever the hell that guy was?
I'm sure.
Well, hello.
Maybe that's him. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, so when I was out on the book tour 2 years ago, a lot of people came out and spent time to wait, to meet, to say hi, and I was just blown away at people's patience and their dedication to the show. They love us all. They listen every day. And but a lot of people brought me gifts, and there's this one gift I have with me, and I carry it with me everywhere I go, and it's a dog tag. This gentleman, his name is Joseph. Can I say his name? Am I going to get him in trouble by saying his dog tag name?
No, they're his. No.
Oh, it is Joseph Biagini, and I forget which city I was in. He was so nervous to come up. He finally came up, and he served our country. And he had some challenging times. I'll just leave it at that. I don't want to talk about what happened to him or whatever, what he's continuing to go through. He said, I just want you to know that you and your family I listen to every day are my family. And I want to give you my dog tag.
Aww.
Wow.
And I know that it's a major thing for someone to give someone a dog tag. And so I carry it with me everywhere I go.
Aww.
He's always with me. And I hope by chance maybe he's watching this stupid thing.
We'll see.
That's my show and tell. All right, Garrett.
Aww,
that's awesome. So at the beginning of the year, we have this like big group meeting, and we learn about the upcoming year for our company, and then they hand out awards. So I was honored enough to win this award, and so it just came just the other day. Here it is. It's called the non-salesperson of the year.
Haven't you won that 3 years in a row?
I am the Meryl Streep of this award. But yeah, this is the new one that one of our coworkers actually made, and so this is hanging right next to my child's crafts that they make at school. So I'm very honored.
That's a cool looking award.
It is a good award.
Congratulations! I mean, out of all the people, I mean, there are hundreds of people they could have given an award to in our market, and you get it. You earned it.
4 years in a row. Now, Brody, what do you got?
Thanks, Garrett. Well, first
and thanks
of all,
for rolling right into Brody.
See, I'm the only one that listens around
thanks.
Here.
Well, it happened sooner or later.
That's why you get the awards.
This is why I win this stuff.
Exactly. Yeah.
There you go. Well, this is not my show and tell, but my dog Drew just jumped up on my lap.
So cute.
Hi, Drew. Yeah.
Hi, Drew.
Hold on. Here we go. Say hi, everybody.
It's funny with the green screen, the dog vanishes from time to time.
Yep.
So, Scotty will appreciate this. Not only do I still have it, but I have the original box and instruction booklet.
Comes and goes.
Let's see. Oh, yep. Hold on. I think it's my first. Could be my second. I think it's the first. My first cell phone. Can you
we
see it?
We can't see it.
It disappears. There it is.
Wow. Dude, that's a Saved by the Bell special.
It looks like a cordless.
What company?
AT&T, maybe Motorola.
Can I ask why you would keep that?
Why not?
Right. What's the
Danielle,
point?
You
what
are you going to do with Look it? At your basement.
I know, but I'm curious as to why you would keep something like that.
Because I keep everything.
Yeah, you keep your first things.
Yeah, this is like a...
I figured someday
the technology would be better.
You have a Barney Rubble wig, and you're telling him to get rid of that.
I just was curious. I don't know why anybody would keep that. I don't know.
Would you like to see a VCR? I got one of those, too. Bring that out.
But like when you say it's sentimental, right? Like Scotty said, it's sentimental. Do you take it out and look at it and just think about all the times you got all those calls in the 90s or whatever it was with that?
I think about when it was times. 65 cents a minute. You had to wait till it was off peak.
Jeez. Oh my God.
That's changed.
65
thank God.
Cents a minute.
See, I remember if you on your home phone. What's that noise?
Who's vacuuming?
My Roomba just went off.
Okay. I remember on your home phone, you get long distance phone charges. And there were peak moments where it would charge more, and I'm like, who does that?
We can only call my grandparents on the weekends.
You have to wait till 11 o'clock to call people.
Oh my gosh.
Thank God those days are over.
And then your incoming calls were free, so you would tell somebody, hey, call me real quick, and then they would call you because your incoming
I will
free.
Tell you this. I have all of my phones from all the years, and there are dozens and dozens of them.
Really?
Okay?
Yes. Yeah, Danielle, give them crap. Go ahead.
And the reason why I don't tell anyone really is because I always get shamed. You know, you can donate those to people who need them, and I'm like, I don't want to donate them. First of all, they're mine. Right. I want to keep them. Secondly, there's some shit on that. I don't even know how to erase it. I would love to go back to an old phone if I can find the chargers and see what's on those old phones.
But thirdly, Elvis, and most technically, the most important, you can't donate them because a lot of those are analog phones, and they don't have analog anymore. It's all digital. So they're rendered useless. But
you know people. People just have to nose their noses.
Right, because they have to find a problem with what you're doing.
Exactly.
Because their life is so
tell you how
perfect.
To live your life better.
Exactly. This was a great show and tell. I enjoyed it, even though it was the spur of the moment, and Scary just showed the shirt he's wearing. It had a story. It had a story behind it. I thought that was pretty awesome.
It's so stretched out that it's actually a regular crew neck, but it's a V-neck because it's
It
so
looks
stretched.
Like a V-neck. Yeah. Yeah. It
does. Oh, my God. That's not a V-neck?
No.
Scary. It makes me want to tighten my shirt.
Low cut blouse.
And I was unprepared for this too. So
you did well. Everyone did great. Is that it?
We're way over.
See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Bye guys.
I gotta finish shaving now.
The 15-minute morning show.